The Hurst v. Florida ruling invalidating the state's death penalty system continues to resonate in Florida's judiciary. Public defender Nita Carey says Zachary Wood's murder conviction under the old procedure merits reconsideration. She also argues Wood's statements to police make it clear another man, Dylan Rafsky, directed Wood throughout the murder.
He told Mr. Wood to get a shirt, get something to tie his feet. And he says at that point, he may have punched him. This is in his statement to police. So that Rafsky wouldn't think he was going to snitch on him. So even in his statement to the police, which was right after he got out of the hospital, there's indications that he's scared of this guy.
Committing a crime under substantial domination from another is a mitigating circumstance for capital sentencing. State law says if mitigating factors outweigh aggravating factors, the defendant should be sentenced to life in prison rather than death. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.